This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be listening on the Odyssey app. We thank you for that. Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a four-man junk show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Jason Bishop is with us today.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, boys.
Samesies to you. John Paul Flame is back.
Happy to be back. What's going on?
Very good. Good to see you. And Eric Bickle is here, too.
You know, it's hard to fathom, but they say rain's going to end at 7. I got noon tea time, Cakes. It's kind of hard to fathom.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how things play out.
I think it looks like it's going to be okay, but oh my God, it is pouring. It's not often around here, anyway, that you wake up and it's pouring.
Right.
Yeah. It's not often.
It was all it was doing is wreaking havoc on the local roadways. Because I take the B-Dub Parkway to get in every morning, and where it splits with 50, I saw a billion brake lights off to the left. So I was like, well, I'm just going to pivot.
That's trouble.
I'm going to pivot to the right and go down 50. And then it was smooth sailing for all of about 3/4 of a mile. And then there's an accident shutting down two of the three lanes of 50 right near the where it hits Bladensburg Avenue at that point, or Route 1, whatever it's called at that point. It's just a full-blown debacle.
It's always amazing that, I mean, first of all, the number of accidents you just have on a normal day.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I mean, cars just wrecking all the time.
Sure.
You know, in heavy traffic cities like ours. But it's always amazing to me that, like, when the weather's bad, that some people, they just are oblivious to it.
They don't. And
they don't just, care. They don't adjust.
They don't adapt to the conditions.
Yeah.
It's madness.
Dial it down a little. I mean, it's pouring outside.
Can you leave 5 minutes earlier? Can you underdrive the conditions?
Yeah. There was some guy on Route 28 today. As I was approaching the toll road, who was on my ass. So I got over, and then he sped by me. And he got on someone else's ass. I mean, it's like 3 feet behind his cars.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, you're such an idiot.
Right.
I mean, you're asking for a huge accident.
Yeah, you're just begging for it.
Begging for it.
Yep.
And, you know,
that's what we have to deal
with.
People
do what they got to do.
Got to deal with it on a daily basis, especially when my brain isn't fully firing. It's early. It's not great.
You haven't had all your coffee.
I hadn't had any coffee.
Oh, you leave the house.
Leave the house. Sans coffee.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how I do it.
Or any caffeine.
I'm not sure how I do it.
Because you should fall asleep.
And on my pivot, I drove right by a Dunkin' Donuts open 24 hours. I don't know why I didn't just dive in there and get at least a big giant cup for me and Matt Valdez.
Right.
I didn't do it.
Yeah. So you're going to play golf today with how wet these courses are?
Yeah. I mean, I was actually out there hitting balls yesterday.
Hope you like, walking the course or CPO.
I actually do walk. Yeah. So most often, so I will walk. But
do you have backup shoes that you use for the wet conditions?
I mean, I got like 5 pair of shoes. I don't really care about that kind of thing. But like, Squirrel is like that. He's like, yeah, I'm wearing my back. Like, Squirrel, by the way, every pair of shoes looks immaculate.
Sure.
He says, I'm wearing, like one of my backup old shoes. He's even going to swap out his bag.
All my shoes are white.
Because he's worried about his bag getting. And then he actually said he might do cart path, even though it's cart path only, by himself, which is, by the way, the single worst experience playing golf is riding a cart on a cart path only by yourself. Because, you know, God forbid you hit it on the other side. You got to walk back. There's a lot of walking back and forth. Basically, you need people to help you I think. He's worried about just like walking in the grass all day and just like getting dirty.
Yeah, he'll never get over it.
What kind of
that's his thing.
What kind of guy are you?
He has a dirt phobia.
Well, I'm surprised that he's agreed to play because he's gonna get dirty. Yeah. He's gonna get muddy.
Well, he was preparing himself mentally by getting all his old stuff.
I brought
out
three outfits today. I need to change.
Yeah. Well, we just like to play, so we're gonna be out there.
Very good.
No problem. I was out there yesterday for about 2.5 hours, just working on a short game. It's remarkable how I can hit a perfect shot and then scull two in a row. Remarkable. I have an uncanny ability.
Golf's
to do
a humbling
that.
Game.
It's the most humbling
game
ever.
We all know
that. Most humbling game ever.
Very humbling.
Yeah. But I don't know. They say it's just going to stop at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it does. Give you, of course, a few hours to dry out a little bit. I know my friends in Tampa, they're parked on whatever they are on the 17th floor or whatever, just chilling. I guess they have at their condo, the second floor has a main generator, a theater room, sauna, everything. So if the power goes out, everybody just goes down to the second floor.
Nice.
And you just hang out down there. Because I guess, I mean, they're really hyping up.
It's going to be
the life-threatening nature of this for a lot of people.
It's going to be storm surge. It's going to be up to 15 feet in some areas. So think about 15 feet of water coming into your house.
My wife said that in Cancun.
That wipes out the house.
Oh, house is done. I mean, it's going to be a category 4 by the time it hits landfall.
My wife said that in Cancun, like, you know, I've been to Cancun once. I'll never go back. I got sick, the diarrhea, the Montezuma's revenge. I literally will never go back. But she said that it's like, and I think entire beaches just washed, you know, overcome with the water.
Yeah. Eroded.
Yeah, the resorts.
Bye-bye.
Just, well, I mean, it'll come back.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, they're, like, flooded.
Right.
You know, and I can remember being there and how massive some of those resorts are. It's kind of, whew.
Yeah.
Bad news.
So you guys take the BW Parkway. I take the GW Parkway in.
Well, that's a nightmare in and of itself, too, with all the construction.
That's why I left super early, and it actually was smooth sailing.
Well, good.
So I got here early before you guys, and I saw that the basket is on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got the
basket. Did you guys do the basket bit?
Because
I brought in what I bought the night before.
We waited so everybody would be here. That was the best basket I could
find.
That
doesn't really look like a gift basket, but we'll use it.
I mean, I went to Home Goods and I scoured the place and I asked two employees. I'm like, "Do you have a gift basket like with a handle on it?" And they were like, "This is all we got."
Right.
So I wasn't going to go to another location. That was it. So that's the best that I could come up with.
It works.
It's more like a storage basket.
Looks like something you put your underwear in.
But it's fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
It's going to have to do.
It'll work.
And I also looked for the, anytime you get a gift basket, there's always like crinkled up like gift paper, almost like confetti that's stuffed around the gifts. I couldn't find that either.
Nothing.
So I just got run-of-the-mill gift wrap.
That's
so
fine.
So we can, you know, wrap the little individual presents. It's a little bit bigger than I had hoped, but...
Don't have to wrap the
beggars can't be choosers.
We don't have to wrap. I'm not wrap. You want to wrap?
No, it's just gift paper, like tissue paper.
Yeah, just
like,
crumple it up.
Yeah, you can crumple it around the gifts, whatever. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might not even make it to Ryan Poles. We don't. It's more
it's
for the
not
on the radio.
It's probably a 3% chance it makes it to Poles.
Right. Or less.
Less than that.
It might
I
be
think
less.
Yeah, I think the answer is zero.
Yeah, you're probably right.
It's basically a gift that's mocking him.
I mean, unless he's walking by the front desk when the UPS guy comes
right.
in.
It's just not going to happen.
So again, we're sending him a gift because he allowed us to have the gift of Jaden Daniels.
That's correct.
He passed up on the best quarterback in the draft.
We appreciate his benevolence by taking Caleb Williams and allowing the generational quarterback, at least through three games, to fall to the Commanders at number 2.
I do think that Caleb will be fine, but I can't even remember. You weren't here yesterday? What days were you
not? I was not here yesterday.
I know that your wife was sick, but I don't remember what day it was.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
God, really?
It was yesterday.
I thought about it as I was driving.
He wasn't here yesterday.
I don't remember.
Wow.
I don't. I knew he wasn't here.
How do you remember to go to the golf course?
Mush brain.
I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, mush brain.
No, I mean, just the shows kind of run together to me.
I
knew his wife was sick and he missed the day, but I
how's she doing today?
Last night she was doing not great. I mean, she basically was in bed or on a sofa all day.
Well, what is she?
But she has to go to work.
Just have this flu or what's some sort of
virus?
She
was vomiting. I guess stomach bug?
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
Those are never fun.
I had to Uncle Bucket.
Yeah.
That's an old school reference.
Okay.
But remember when Uncle Buck had to take the kids to school?
Of course. In his old beater. Yes, I remember.
I'd never done the bit where... Mm. I made lunch for my kid. That's just not my thing because gone. I'm sure you guys have never really made lunch for your kids to go to school.
Oh, I mean, I know I've done it before a long time ago, but it's been a minute since I've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like scrambling. I never make her breakfast, never make her lunch. Didn't know I botched the lunch because I didn't put in a snack. Apparently they have a snack in second grade too, so she didn't have a snack.
Delicious.
But got her to school and did that bit. But yeah, the wife was just in bed and or a couch all day because it happened to be the day. We have a cleaning lady come once every 2 weeks, and it was on cleaning lady day. And there's that awkward part where you're in the house while they're cleaning and they want to get in the bedroom.
Anywhere, you'd rather be anywhere
and
else.
And then, so you just got to move.
You'd rather be the MVA than in your own house.
It doesn't bother me.
It happened yesterday.
It bothers my wife. My wife will abandon the house when they come. Right.
Yeah.
I just sit there, and if they come by me, I lift my legs up.
You just go, you'd rather be anywhere.
Put the vacuum under my legs.
I think that 1 o'clock or so was the first time my wife left the bedroom.
Yeah.
And she just moved to the basement. I did watch a lot of Mr. McMahon yesterday because being home like throughout, that is a really good, it's a 6-episode series on Vince McMahon and the rise of the WWE.
Right.
And you'll feel nostalgic.
Sure.
Especially the first few episodes features a lot of the characters that we grew up with.
The old Iron Sheik, Sergeant Slaughter, Bob Backlund.
The beginning, though, they have a little graphic which says most of these interviews were conducted before like the latest lawsuits where he admits like the really depraved sexual things that he did.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good.
Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay. Might have to check that out.
I love me some documentaries. If it's essentially a documentary, I'm all in.
Well, it's a doc.
Yeah.
It's a doc and it flies by. I've watched four episodes.
I clearly can't watch it tonight because NFL week 4 starts in about 14 hours.
That's right.
Won't be watching tonight, but I'll put it on. I'll make a note.
Get those lineups in. Big one for Dallas. I mean, they lose in New York. They're 1-3.
Yeah.
Ain't
fine
great
with me.
I know. It's good for Washington fans.
Keep on keeping on. Got no issue with them struggling.
I have to start Daniel Jones in one of my leagues because Tua is hurt. And it's a super flex league.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It has to be a 2-quarterback league.
Yeah, I got nobody else. I picked up Skylar Thompson last week. He gave one point or 2 points.
That Dallas defense looks pretty leaky. Maybe Daniel Jones actually performs well.
Well, watch. No, my luck, Dallas will beat him 21-3.
Oh, I don't think that's happening. I don't think Dallas anybody to 3 points, but we'll see how that works out. I would guess Malik Nabers is going to have a big game because that's kind of what he does at this point.
Yeah, well, if Daniel Jones is on his game.
CD will probably have a bounce back, though.
He should. Devin Singletary should have a big game because Dallas, I mean, they've just gotten dump trucked by both Derrick Henry and Alvin Kamara like in the last 2 weeks.
I guess I should root for the Giants, right? To like further just put another nail in Dallas's coffin.
Sure.
I guess that's who I should root for.
Sure. I mean, really shouldn't root for either of those teams because you're a Commanders fan. They're in your division. But if you have to choose one.
Well, I got
to
choose one.
I mean, you hate Dallas more than you hate the Giants.
No, it's just Dallas is more of a threat to win the division.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Don't you think that the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah, but
Come on, Daniel Jones ain't winning the division.
Come on, he's not, but Dallas has looked pretty poor in the first 3 weeks.
Okay, but it's 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, 1-2 doesn't write you off, but if 1-3, it's a lot more difficult now.
Hey, they're living
with the same. Cakes loves to make judgments on players and teams after 3 weeks when there's 14 games
left. They're living with the same problem that the Commanders are. They have a bad defense. And when you have a bad defense in the NFL,
it's true.
It's hard to overcome that.
I got
to
think that they're going to improve.
Where does their defense rank with ours? Because all people are doing is murdering their defense. Now, I know they have a better player than we have. I mean, Micah Parsons, I think, is a top 5 defensive player in the game.
In terms of what? Like yardage,
any of them,
points
where
per
are
game?
They in any of those metrics? Because I think
yardage,
we're
they're
horrific.
Right. They're just above Washington at 372, and Washington's at 377 per game. We're yards.
So, see, we're even worse. Go ahead.
Points per game.
Yeah.
They're worse, 29.7. They have worse defense.
29.3 to 29.7. So
we're 4/10 of
similarly ranked defenses.
But very similar. All people are talking about how bad their defense are. Are people across the country not paying attention to how bad?
No, I think they are.
Our defenses?
Yeah, I think they are.
People know. People are well aware.
Well, I just don't feel expectations for the team.
Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is look at the numbers and go, yeah, that defense is terrible.
No, understood. And if we watch it, I mean, just you want to vomit.
Uh-huh.
But when I see the national commentators, I don't hear them obsessing on our bad defense. I hear them obsessing on that. Maybe it's because the expectations for Dallas are higher.
Probably.
No one's really sort of nationally talking about how dreadful our defense is. They should. Wish we would be the focus of it.
Well, we'll see tonight. If Dallas has improved a little bit.
Dallas has allowed 17 in week one to the Browns in a win. And the last 2 weeks, they've allowed 44 and 28. And those were home games.
Who did they allow the 44 to?
To the Saints.
Yeah.
The Saints went in and just moved the ball up and down the field on them.
Right.
Like they weren't even out there.
Right. That's crazy.
But Dallas is scoring 26 a game. So they're scoring, giving up some points, but scoring. So we'll see. We'll see who shows up tonight.
Yep. So NFL Week 4 starts tonight. Dave Richard is going to join us at 8 o'clock to give you all the fantasy goodness that you need, all your lineup tips and advice. That's at 8. Brian Baldinger.
Baldy.
Odyssey NFL Insider. He'll be on the show at 7:20. We'll be joined by comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to give us a call at 9 a.m. And John Thompson III is scheduled to join us at 9:45. So you got a big show on an open line Thursday here on The Junk. So we'll be right back. Welcome back.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Junk's coming up in just about 20 minutes at 6:45. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in 2025. We'll do what we did yesterday. We'll do a few Metallica deep cuts.
Deep cuts. Deep cut Metallica.
We'll get the Metallica fans lined up. These aren't going to be, songs you've heard a million times.
It's not going to be The Unforgiven.
You're going to have to work for these. So we'll do that at 6:45. And if you can identify the song, you'll win a pair of tickets for that Metallica show next year at Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page presented by T-Mobile.
Brought to you by who? I need clarification.
T-Mobile.
Oh, T-Mobile.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good sponsor.
It certainly is.
It is a great sponsor.
I need a little water.
You got to wet the whistle at all times.
Oh, man.
Not tasting very good. Need to freshen it up.
No, the water's fine. I just had something that nasal drip went right in my throat.
Yeah.
Sure, it's nasal drip. It's
the worst
drip?
Time.
What are you speculating?
Yeah, what are you speculating?
I don't know.
Congestion.
Could be a similar consistency. I don't know.
That's gross.
You know what my wife hates is when we're walking the dog or just walking. If I get something, stuffy nose,
yeah,
I just go.
Yeah, me too. I do that.
You farmers, snot rocket.
Well, yeah, it feels amazing.
Yeah.
Feels amazing. So good.
It does.
I do that all the time.
I don't do it a lot, but it does feel good to just clear the passages.
You know what I do sometimes? I do it here in the underground parking garage, and that doesn't get washed away.
It's true.
What are you going to do?
It's kind of gross.
You got to get it out.
Am I going to do it in my car? I mean, I'm leaving.
I mean, you could do it in the bathroom before you left.
Sometimes it just hits you. You know what? I need to clear my nasal passages.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like that parking garage, if you leave something on the ground there.
It stays there.
I mean, they have drains. But
there's no water that comes through there.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a stagnant environment down there.
I got yelled at because I poured my coffee out of my car.
Somebody busted you?
Well, because I always park in the same spot. And the guy, one of the Somalian guys came out and he broke my balls about it.
He read you the riot act.
And I actually did apologize because I'm so stupid. I didn't even think that mm-hmm. like of course, there's no rain here. It doesn't wash away. So zero you can rain. Still, 2 years later, see my coffee stain on the parking spot.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. I did apologize. I didn't mean to. Yeah. I wasn't trying to damage it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that when I'm walking.
Jason,
you know what, the allergies,
stop.
They get to you when you're outside.
Yeah, yeah. I just got to get it out, man.
Yeah, feels amazing.
All right, so.
What's that thing you do when you poop? You sneeze.
No, I blow my nose.
You blow your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I blow my nose at the same time.
It gets the exact same time.
Well, if I have a stuffy nose.
Yeah, right. It just has a thing.
Which you probably generally do.
A lot of quirks.
Do.
Is that weird?
Yes, it is.
All right, so
I think it's unique. Maybe there are others that do it.
The NIL and conference realignment and money just in general has had such a negative impact on college sports. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just out of control.
Depends on your perspective. True. If you're an athlete, you're getting $1 million to play somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that some of these players are getting $1 million and they aren't very good, it blows my mind. But you know, go out and earn. If there's someone's going to offer you money, you got to take it. But this Matthew Sluka deal is a huge story. Matthew Sluka. What's funny about Matthew Sluka is he was the quarterback for 4 years at Holy Cross under Bob Chesney. Bob Chesney is now the head coach of JMU. When we had Chesney on the show, I guess earlier in the year, when he was named head coach of James Madison, I asked him about Matthew Sluka. I said, hey, you got a pretty good quarterback there. You know, are you thinking about maybe transfer portal? He goes, and he played it cool. He said, everybody's a free agent. So he didn't say, yeah, we're looking to bring Sluka in, but he said, we'll take anybody.
I mean, Mike Locksley said the same thing yesterday.
Right.
He said, if he has three good quarterbacks, he knows people are going to try to poach them on in the portal.
Yeah.
It's just a fact of life.
So I asked Chesney about Sluka, and so Sluka ended up not going to JMU. He goes to UNLV. For his fifth year. And Sluka claims that he was offered money by the offensive coordinator, $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Significant.
To come play at UNLV.
That's for the record, listen, obviously it's an NIL issue, but it's weird that the offensive coordinator is making that offer. I mean, I guess he would be the one, because he's not in charge of the NIL.
No, but he's recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, it's what you believe, because UNLV is saying that was never offered to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said it wasn't put in writing.
And if it wasn't put, it was verbal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't have verbal agreements. You need something on paper. Right. So, a contract.
And Matthew Sluka is saying, yeah, Brennan Marlin, who's the offense coordinator, offered me $100,000 to come play at UNLV.
Yeah.
And now he's only received $3,000. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to get UNLV pays $3,000 per month per player.
Okay.
All right. So all college players get paid something for expenses. Kind of depends on where you are in terms of how much they get. But he got $3,000. So he said UNLV came back to him and said, all right, we'll give you $3,000 a month for 4 months. So $12,000. He's only received the $3,000.
Right.
So he's not getting the $100,000. So he went on social media and said, I'm out. All right. This team is ranked for the first time in the USA Today poll for the first time in team history, program history. They're 3-0. They got a huge game against Fresno this week. He says, I'm out. I'm going to use my redshirt year and I will not play for UNLV again.
You got wambozled.
It's a crazy story.
It's a crazy story. That'll probably work out for him.
Well, his agent, and all these guys have agents. Mm-hmm. Right? College players, especially quarterbacks, have agents. He's saying, well, I can get you more money than that. Somewhere else.
Well, much like everything, there's two sides to every story.
There is two sides.
And there was a report yesterday from a 24/7 reporter who said all financial commitments to Sluka were met, and that after wins against Kansas and Houston, the Sluka family hired an agent and demanded more money, and UNLV basically said,
right,
you know, kick rocks.
Right.
Yeah. So it's what you believe. Do you believe Sluka, who says the offensive coordinator offered me $100,000 before the season started? Or before I transferred in?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you believe the other side? Well, no. We never offered them $100,000.
Hard to say.
They're coming back at us for more money because we're 3-0.
I mean, $100,000 is actually peanuts in the grand scheme of things to get a quarterback. You know, UNLV is not a powerhouse, but it's, you know, it's a big school.
Yeah, but he was playing. It wasn't like he was playing at some top-tier school.
No, but, dude, I'm telling you, I think I told a story on the air about an Ivy League kid that left for $1 million, Ivy League basketball player.
Well, I'm guessing he's really good.
He's an Ivy League player. I mean, he can only be so good. It's just crazy.
He went to go, that silly.
But he went to go where?
I don't want to out him too much. I think he went to Michigan.
Yeah, well, Michigan's got
right.
They got a big pot.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think
look, UNLV has money. They're paying UNLV is paying players. They got a receiver
of course.
That they're paying a lot of money to.
Of course.
That's more than 100 grand.
But they don't have the money that Alabama and all these other schools
have. No, of course not.
They're going to have to. It's never going to go away. Like, guys are always going to get paid, and they're going to be able to use their name, image, and likeness. But I think, I mean, isn't it pretty obvious they're going to have some sort of salary cap? I mean,
you would think they're going to change some things. By the way, the kid that caught a touchdown against the Commanders went to an Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Princeton. For sure. He went to Princeton.
Yoshi Vosh.
Yoshi. No, I mean, of course, there's talent there. There's great athleticism, but still on the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that an Ivy League basketball player who would get $1 million.
It's the tip of the iceberg here. There's probably going to be issues. There's going to be holdouts. It's going to be absurd.
Yeah. I mean, guys leaving their schools
like the pros.
During the season when they're 3-0 and they're ranked, looking to possibly win the Mountain West, leaving the school. Leaving
right.
the program.
But he's not about the program. He's about him.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. He wants to get paid.
Especially a kid that comes in there, just drops in, you know, a month before the season
starts.
But
we've heard stories about recruits or transfers who were offered a certain amount of money. And, like, the kid who was offered a bunch of money from Florida and ended up going to – he was at Arizona State, right, Drabby? And then he transferred again, and now he's at Georgia.
What kid?
The quarterback who was offered a bunch of money. He was offered 13. He said he was offered 13. Yeah,
Rashada, yeah.
And then he's bounced around. He's been at three different schools. So that happens. But I don't think we've seen a kid, especially a quarterback, leave midseason because he hasn't received any money.
Man, if you bounce around to three schools, that's a lot of makeup classes you're going to have to take.
Yeah, I'm so sure. I actually think the kid's doing the right thing. Like, if you're just looking out for your selfish interests, you get another year of training. And then you really cash in.
But he's leaving his team behind, though.
Well, I know. It's selfish.
The kid's stupid because why didn't he get it in writing? If he had an offer.
In writing. That's
because he's a kid.
He might be making up that part. Maybe Jab's right. Maybe they really, you know, it was like a, I don't know.
No,
nebulous offer.
This is big business. And if you're hiring agents and everything, you got to get it in writing.
I just hired an agent 2 weeks ago.
Right, but Matt, that's the thing. So maybe he didn't get that offer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he's making that part up, or his agent's making that part up.
But I think at the end of the day, for him, he's going to cash in because he's playing well, right? I mean, that's why it's a big deal.
Oh, they're 3-0, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll cash in.
Or maybe there was a conversation, and it was very gray.
It was gray.
And general, and the offense coordinator said, yeah, you know what? We could probably get you something like $100,000.
Believe me.
It could have been very gray like that type of discussion.
I've been on recruiting visits with my kids where they basically insinuate that you're going to get an offer and then you don't get an offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I could totally see some gray area conversation.
It's a slimy business all the way around.
It's a slimy business.
I know for a fact a story locally, won't say who or what sport, but there was a coach recruiting a kid from an Ivy League school to come transfer in.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd already graduated, so it was a post-grad year.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the coach, all right, I'll come, but I need this amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach said, you're out.
Yeah.
So I ain't giving you that money.
Of course.
You can come here and play and be a part of our team, and we'll get you something, but it ain't going to be what you want.
Well, and the other side of it is, and this is maybe to this dude's deal, is I talk to a buddy a lot, and he talks about how in his sport, I guess I'll keep it vague too, that they offer you everything, and then you come, and then they say, yeah, we had to pull your scholarship. We needed it for so-and-so, and now you can't even transfer. It's too late, and they still want you on the team.
Yeah.
But they take your scholarship. You know what I mean? Like, dirty stuff like that happens.
Right.
I mean, it is a slimy business.
And we know slimy business. We've been in radio for almost 30 years.
It's slimy as it gets.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know things.
Yeah.
So it's a big story in college athletics, certainly. All right, so we talked about it a little bit. Got Thursday night football tonight, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Cowboys in New York.
Are we going to have weather concerns there like we have here? Is Helene going to affect?
No. It's not going to be
what's
Helene.
Happening in New York?
I mean, Helene hasn't even hit Florida yet.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the stuff that's over top of us here is going to move up to New York later. I have no idea. I haven't tracked the New York weather. But your current numbers, Cowboys lay 6. Total is 45.5. Team totals 24.5 for Dallas, 19.5 for the New York Giants.
I mean, I'll take the Giants catching the points all day long.
I'd drop
and
a bet.
I might tease it if Jason wants to book it.
I'll book it.
I would tease
it. I mean, I'll come up with a bet.
All right, so hold on. For yesterday, we already have a $5 bet.
Yeah,
on...
I haven't written that down. I will need to do that.
So remember this, JP. Cakes and I have a bet. I booked it. He thinks the Cardinals will score at least 29.
Doesn't he have the book right behind him?
He didn't write it down.
I'm just lazy. That lazy. I haven't written it down yet. I will.
So 29's a push. I think if they get to 30, you win.
Correct.
So 29's a push.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm going
He's betting 20. On which team to get to 30?
Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah, he thinks Cardinals.
They might be close to 30 by halftime.
All right, and... whatever you want to do, I'll book the tease.
Well, I'll take the Giants, give them extra points, take the total down, and go over.
All right, so you got the Giants plus 12.5
yep.
and over 39.5.
Yeah, I'm in love with that bet.
How much?
That bet is my new mistress.
Five?
No. Or it's my mistress. I shouldn't say new mistress. That makes it seem like I have a mistress already, which I don't.
$5.
Right. Yeah, standard $5
this,
bet.
This is the new bet book. I'm going to text you.
You have the new bet book. Very good.
Yeah, I'm going to text you.
So we were talking earlier about the dilemma for Commanders fans. Who do you root for? I put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. The poll's been up for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. What do you think the percentages are? You either got to root for the Cowboys or you root for the Giants.
Oh, people are rooting for the Giants over the Cowboys.
So guess.
70% for the G-men.
92% wow. so far. Nobody's rooting for the Cowboys.
Very good. Look at that. Overwhelming.
You can vote at Junks Radio, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka.
Yep.
There it is. So, yes, we got Thursday night football tonight. And if you care, Caitlin Clark is eliminated from the playoffs. The Indiana Fever,
looks
they
like
lost.
She had a pretty good game.
I didn't look at the numbers. So I don't even know.
I think she finished with 9 assists and maybe 25 points.
Now the WNBA season is officially
it's
over.
It's dead.
Yeah. I know I said it was over when the NFL started, and when I saw the idiotic move to pit their playoff games against NFL games, now with Caitlin Clark done, the WNBA season
her game actually
is
got
over.
A good number, though.
I'm
something like 1.5 million viewers. Compared to the golf that had like 300,000 or 400,000.
Wow, it's golf.
Which golf?
I don't know. I saw there was like a LIV tournament. There was some other tournament.
Team event thing.
Yeah, there was a tournament last week on the PGA Tour. It was the tournament. And
yeah, but what day are you
Napa.
Comparing? You're comparing Sunday to Sunday. Yeah, I didn't want you to golf this weekend.
Well, you got President's Cup starting today.
Yeah. All right, Metallica
fans.
I really,
President's Cup's way off my radar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch a little bit of it, but I just don't care about that compared to the Ryder.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to load up the MGM National Harbor Lister lines right now at 800-636-1067. All of you Metallica nerds out there, give us a call. We are going to play Name That Deep Metallica Cut for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in May of 2025. 800-636-1067. 1067, get lined up. We'll give those tickets away next. All right, got a bunch of donkeys lined up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. We're going to play Name That Metallica Tune. We're going to play Deep Cut. We're just going to have one person on at a time. If you can identify the song, you will win two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour. That is coming to Northwest Stadium Wednesday, May 28th. In the year of our Lord, 2025.
My daughter bought a Metallica ticket yesterday for the show at Lane next May.
Okay, very good.
Student ticket.
Yeah.
I mean,
does she know what she's getting into?
She got hooked. $45.
Oh, that's just
for a student ticket.
That's stealing. I mean, you're basically stealing your way into the show. Good
now
for
they
her.
Went like that.
I'm sure.
And I don't know how many student tickets they made available.
Yeah.
Let's call it 10,000 or 5,000, whatever. But they were all $45.
Great for
and
her.
Here's the question.
That's awesome.
Does she know what she's getting into? Because she just knows the intro song, right?
That's all she knows, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, she's never heard any other Metallica song.
I mean, does she realize
it's going to be
the noise?
It'll be bigger than, like, Virginia Tech playing Clemson.
Well, I hope she's ready for one of the greatest nights of her life.
Yeah.
She's going to have an amazing time.
And when she hears that one song.
I was offered tickets to go in a suite.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if I can do it.
It's too much.
I don't know
TBD.
If I can do it.
Your TBD.
I'm very TBD.
Yes.
It's past 8 p.m. EB. How can you do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's true. How am I going to do that?
All right.
Although I told you, as long as I'm outside of the house doing something, I can stay up.
Yeah. Well, you'd be doing something. You'd be listening to Metallica hits for like 2+ hours.
Yep. Oh, your ears would be bleeding, but other than that.
I got to bring those plugs.
All right, let's pull up Andy from Fredericksburg. He's going to listen to this, what is it, a 5 or 6 second clip, Valdez? What do we have queued up today? About the same as yesterday?
Yeah, they're all like around 10 seconds, oh, maybe 10 a little seconds. Less, maybe
okay,
a little more.
Solid listen.
All right.
All right. If Andy can identify the song.
Should we say hi to Andy?
He's heading to Metallica at Northwest Stadium.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
You fancy yourself a Metallica fan.
If you're not a fan, hang up. This game isn't for you.
Andy, I asked this to the winner yesterday. Between 1 and 10, 10 being the, you know, huge fan, where would you rank your fanhood to Metallica?
Like 10, dude. I got Metallica tattoo.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty big. That's commitment.
That's pretty dedicated.
That's commitment.
Yeah.
I kind of choke on these name that tunes, though, so I'm kind of worried.
All right, well.
Well, you might know it.
All right, you get first crack at it. Here we go.
It's got to be a Telltale.
Any chance
intro.
You know that, Andy?
Oh, man. It didn't come through good on my phone.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I didn't really hear it that good on my phone, but.
Oh, he's just saying.
I can take a guess, though. Holier Than Thou?
Sorry, pal. For a guess. All right, let's go to Steve
Andy.
In Warrington.
I feel bad for him. The guy's got a Metallica tattoo.
I know. I feel bad, too. But
he's so stupid.
Next guy might be a 10 as well.
Steve.
Hello.
Steve in Warrington. Oh, there got to be a lot of Metallica fans.
Steve,
in
1 to 10, how much do you love Metallica?
I think that's where the winner was yesterday.
I don't have tattoos, but I would say I'm an 8.
An 8? Do you have, like, long hair? You're, like, smelly and greasy?
No. I got to look presentable.
Yeah. You shower regularly.
When's the last time you went to a Metallica concert, if ever?
Baltimore. I think it was 2016.
Do you have a lot of jean shorts?
Okay.
No more jean shorts. Not anymore.
Okay. Sorry, Cakes. Yeah, I'm not trying to defend you.
Hey, maybe back in the day. Everybody had jorts back in the day.
So right. Are we doing the same song?
Same song.
All right. Let's hear it again.
Steve, can you name that Metallica tune?
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to say it's Saint Anger.
It is not Saint Anger. Sorry, sir. That is an incorrect guess.
What was the tune yesterday? Just curious.
Yesterday was Struggle Within. That was one of Drab T-Shirt's faves.
Don't know that one.
From the Deep Metallica file. All right, let's go to Tom in Leesburg.
We're going to keep playing the same one? I mean, they're going to know it.
For the bank of the first four people, we're going to play the same song.
Well, we do have to give the tickets away.
I mean, they're going to cheat. Tom.
First two guys haven't.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
All right, Tom, 1 to 10. How much do you love
him? How big a fan are you?
I am about a 30.
Ooh. You're a 30?
Oh, he's going to get it. If he's touting himself as a 30.
Times.
You've seen him 14 times? Wow.
Yeah.
But he's paid for it every time. This would be the first free show.
When's the last time you saw him?
August of 22 up in Pittsburgh.
That's recent.
Are you like littered with bad tattoos?
No.
You got long hair, long stringy, greasy hair.
I used to. I'm your age, guys.
See, a lot of Metallica fans said they've actually grown with the band. They're not
because they don't look like that anymore.
Like, you got a real job.
I have a real job.
Does Kurt Hammett still have the long hair?
Kirk Hammett's hair is still long. Right. James is short.
Short.
Lars is losing his hair,
he's
unfortunately.
Always been short, right?
And Robert, the bassist, he's got long, luscious locks.
Right.
All yeah.
Right.
So two of the four still have hair.
Right.
All right, here we go.
He's got
Tom,
nothing.
Name that Deep Metallica cut, and you're going to go see Metallica for like the 31st time.
Is it Hardwire?
It is not.
Wow.
Now, this is a serious deep cut. Is this not a Telltale cut? Like
drums?
Yeah, drums. that would be immediate to somebody.
We wanted a real, true Metallica fan to score these tickets, and it's looking like that's going to be the case.
Okay.
Let's go to Brian. Another Warrington. I'm telling you, dude. That
we're slaying in Warrington.
Well, Metallica is.
Well, sure.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
1 to 10, Jason's question.
Yep.
How big a fan are
you? I'm a nine. I saw him in the 80s at RFK at Monsters of Rock.
You're annoying.
And I've seen him about 10 other times.
All right.
Do you know that song?
All right. Hold on. Here we go. We're going to play it again.
What do you think?
I know I got the wrong answer. I'm going with one, and I know that's not it.
It's definitely not that. I mean,
does he think we would put one as, like,
that's not a deep cut.
We're telling people, you got to go deep cuts here.
Deep.
Like,
I'm just stunned that people are so dumb they're not cheating.
All right, so now we're going to move on to song number two.
Some of those might not show up on Shazam. That's such a deep cut.
Yeah, but Shazam.
All right, so
that's how you cheat, right?
For everybody,
why would you tell them that?
Nobody knows.
It's common sense.
That song was Frantic from the much maligned Saint Anger album.
Oh, what is it?
Frantic.
Oh, well,
you
did the
album that no one likes.
Right.
Okay.
But if you're a hardcore Metallica fan, you'll hold your nose and you'll listen to Saint Anger, even though it sucks.
So
do we have a plan B?
Yes, we have a plan B song.
Yes, we're moving on.
We got a whole thing. We do four callers and on to a new song.
Okay.
All right, let's go to DeMarcus calling from Jason's, near Jason's
Seabrook.
Spot.
Seabrook. I can't imagine too many.
DeMarcus from Seabrook likes Metallica?
I'm getting calling for the tickets.
Really?
So that's a yes.
How many shows have you been to?
I've been to one show.
I don't have much faith in you.
In Baltimore.
All right, well, hopefully.
Right. Wait, this is
you
a
gotta
new
be,
one.
You got to be the one. Only guy from Seabrook who likes Metallica.
I think I am.
All right, let's go. Play
song number two.
I do not know.
Right, he ain't gonna get it. Let's go to Kenny.
Sorry, Marcus. All right, Kenny is up next. Kenny in Woodbridge.
Kenny, they don't want any more small talk. Just give it a shot.
You got it, boys.
What do you think?
Disposable Heroes.
Winner.
He got
Big
it.
Fat winner.
Nice job, buddy.
Disposable Heroes off of Master of Puppets. You're a winner, sir. You're gonna go see Metallica's M72 tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at Northwest Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. That's tomorrow. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, and we'll have more to give away tomorrow
as
well.
I'm just stunned that the fan base is so big. It is a huge fan base.
I mean, they're one of the biggest touring bands in the world.
That's crazy to me.
They're probably
one of the... It's kind of stunning. Because it's Arctic Music. I mean, I don't know.
It's just not your thing.
It's not my thing, yeah.
I'm kind of stunned.
I mean, you listen to it every morning on this show.
The Unforgiven is a great song.
No, they have a few good songs, of course.
Yeah. But that type of... I can't get into that.
They have a lot of good songs. It's just not your thing.
Yeah. It's all right. It's just incredible.
So we're going to give two more tickets away tomorrow.
That's correct.
Same format.
Giving them away all week.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Congratulations. Obviously, it's a huge prize. People are
definitely
sized.
Definitely is.
Yeah. I'm not trying to belittle it. It's just it's amazing how big their fan base is. How much do you think they're worth?
James Hetfield's net worth? Oh, I mean,
$300 million.
I don't know if it's that high, but I'd say 150 to 200 million.
$300 million, according
they'd
to
be,
wow.
They'd be worth a lot more if they weren't doing drugs for a long time.
Wow, I mean, they came up in the '80s. I mean, everybody did.
Can you imagine how much they spent on that?
They probably got a lot of drugs for free. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Combined net worth of the band $1 billion.
Wow, it's amazing.
It's a $1 billion monster.
Amazing.
It's what they are.
It's a big ticket.
All right. Well, congratulations. Was it Carrie? Was that the guy?
I don't remember the guy's name. We took 100 calls. All right. When we come back, we will hit the Skins. We'll give you the latest on the Commanders as they prep to take on the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard joins us. He will help break down NFL Week 4 for all of your fantasy lineups. It's coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.